Good afternoon, Jim Quinn, and I am here with Three Fifths of Fruition, who's going to be playing at the Buskirk Chumley Theater this evening. And they've been kind enough to grace us with their presence here, and they're on in the middle of a tour that's going to be taking them parts north, south, east, and west. So I've got Kellen Aisbrook, I've got J. Cobb Anderson, and Mimi Nakda.
Hi.
Hello.
So why don't we go ahead and get started with the song, guys, and then we can talk about your tour, and I think you have a record coming up as well.
Rock and roll, yeah.
Right on.
Let's do it. We'll do a song that's going to be on our forthcoming record. This cool. is called The Price of Sound Advice.
I used to drive a Chevy. I used to drive a Ford. It used to be so easy to get on down the road, but I grew up and got crazy. I got sold on a used Mercedes. Now it's $315 just to change the oil. I learned the price of sound advice. I just cannot afford. Then my shrink, she recommended that I regain my independence. Now all I get is just more and more alone. I learned the price of sound advice. I just cannot. Can I afford?
All right. Very good. And that's Thank off you. The new record, which will be released?
Sometime this summer. We're going to be rolling out some singles early in the summer, and then the full record should be out by August.
And you mentioned that you're going to be playing a lot of songs from the album tonight at the Buskirk Chumley Theater.
Yeah, a good amount. We're actually, this tour, we've been doing a little mix-up. We've been playing stuff from the new record. We've been playing a lot of old stuff, reimagined, and switched about, and even stuff that's just like brand new that hasn't been recorded yet, we've been having fun with. So we're kind of going all over the place.
Yeah, well, I had the good fortune of being turned on to you guys very early on and listening to some of your more rootsy stuff, and then watching you progress through the last album, which, I mean, you were all over the place.
Right.
And maybe I'm a sucker for diversity on an album, but you know, you go from one song, which is a hard rocker, to the next song, which, let me see if I got it right. You Turn to Dust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had to scratch my head and say, is this Fruition or is this Emmett Rhodes or Paul McCartney or John Lennon? Because it has that styling of all three of those artists.
For sure, yeah. I mean, we like to not limit ourselves in any way when it comes to serving the song. We've always kind of called ourselves a song band when people ask what kind of band we are.
Right. I mean, I imagine playing the festivals that you do, it would be very easy to get pigeonholed into being a jam band or what have you.
Or like a newgrass band or something like that. Yeah, we just use whatever tools are around us to serve the song the best way we can. And if it needs a banjo on it, we'll throw it on. We're not scared of that. But also, if it needs a B3, we'll put that on it.
Right.
You know?
Cool.
Or a screaming guitar.
All right. Well, listen, we have 20 minutes here. I want to hear a couple more songs. So why don't we get to one more, and then we'll talk some more about the tour when we come back.
Great.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So we actually just this spring. Is it spring yet?
Doesn't seem like it outside.
It's technically in 2 days, I think.
A couple days. So this late winter, we've been putting out singles, like just for the heck of it. We miss putting out music. We haven't put anything out since before the lockdown those years ago. So it's been nice to pump out some new singles that aren't attached to albums. We just put this one out a couple weeks ago. It's called Feeling Weird. Feeling weird, but I brought it upon myself. I drank every bottle on the shelf last night at the after party in the double wide. I feel funny. I probably look it too. When I look at you, I feel alright. At least that used to do the trick. You held me when I was sick. But I don't have that option anymore. Oh, I used to have a home in you, so beautiful and clear. Everywhere but here. Feeling weird, but I brought it upon myself. I drank every bottle on the shelf last night at the after party in the double wide. I feel funny. I probably look it too. But when I look at you, I feel alright.
Take it away, baby.
$100, though I believe the phrase is a million. So I am but a fraction of the man that I could be. But that being said, at the very least I ain't dead. But verily I feel like I've been hit upside the head. Oh, but I will overcome, and you will carry on. The earth will spin in circles around the sun. Oh, how I wish the best for you in whatever happens next for you. And soon I will be everywhere but here. Feeling weird, but I brought it upon myself. I drank every bottle on the shelf last night at the after party in the double wide. I feel funny. I'll probably look at you. When I look at you, I feel alright. I feel alright.
From Fruition in the WFHB studios today. And they're in the middle of a tour, or at the beginning of a tour? Were you
right smack dab in the middle. Yeah.
Middle. Okay.
Nailed it.
Yeah, so where to next?
Stoughton, Wisconsin. Stoughton.
Yeah.
Is okay. That? Yeah, Stoughton.
Yes, Stoughton.
Cool. Yeah, you've got quite an itinerary. I mean, I see that the three of you are going to be in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
we will be.
That's right, right cool. Down the road.
Yeah, so yeah. You decided that you'd do a trio in some of the dates as well? Or?
Yeah, there's sometimes that it's easier to just do the trio, mm-hmm. Whether it's because of the financials of it or the logistics or just people's availabilities. The band kind of started playing on street corners kind of as a trio style and sometimes with upright bass, and but this has always been kind of the core of the songwriters and the harmonies, so it's a little easier to we can fit that tour in a car.
Yeah, not to mention it's we started doing trio shows before we recorded this new record that's about to come out, kind of to just get back to the roots of how the band started too. So mm-hmm. It's not always just fitting it in because they can't get the whole band. It's once we started doing trio stuff, we loved it, and it was it's really fun to do because you know we can play anything we want across the board of the whole history as a band. We could play a song from 15 years ago if we want, or we can play something brand new, and it's just really easy to go, you guys don't need to play anything, let's just sing, you know?
Yeah, and you get back to
the
where
roots.
Where you started busking,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got a thriving musical scene here in Bloomington, and some of the more prominent bands, I mean, they're still playing the streets, and they're still playing,
oh, yeah.
You know, some small venues, et cetera.
That's great. That is great to hear.
Yeah, we've got an event called Cosmic Songwriters Festival coming up, and we've got Oliver Wood in
sweet.
Carrie Newcomer's based here, so we've got some really good musicians
cool.
coming to town for that as well. So, obviously, with Argentina, hopefully you're wine drinkers. They have some great wine down there.
Good to know.
Yeah. So what are we going to hear next?
So I guess this is a great continuation of what we were just talking about. We're going to play a song, from the last record that we released. It's called At the End of the Day. And when we recorded it, we actually recorded it just a guitar and three harmonies. And when we wrote it, it's a tri-write between the three of us. So it's kind of the perfect trio song
there
here.
You go.
So At the End of the Day.
At the end of the day, in the twilight, when the colors collapse on the skyline, and the day has its last bit of glory, for the night steers you side. You're blind till the morning. Write your regrets down and throw them away at the end of the day. And it begs you to come as you are, 'cause you are the moonlight, the sun and the stars. Take it one at a time, you will find your way at the end of the day. At the end of day, in the twilight, when the colors collapse on the skyline,
and all that you learned from your mother, pass it on for the comfort and welfare of others. And the child within never leads you astray.
the times we were golden. And forget all those nights I was burned, blind and broken. As the smoke finally clears, only flowers remain at the end of the day. At the end of the day. At the end of the day.
Oh, that was lovely. Makes me want to sit out with a little glass of wine and watch the sunset or the solar eclipse, which is going to be here.
Perfect. Perfect.
We're right in the middle of it, so you guys come back for that.
Cool.
The tour is called Hard to Make Money.
Yeah.
Probably not as hard as it was when you're busking out there, but.
Well, I don't know.
Different kind of hard.
Very similar.
Different kind of hard.
So you mentioned where you're going from here. The types of venues you play in, we mentioned that you're going to be playing at the Busker Chumley tonight. The last time you were here was a Bluebird. Two totally different environments.
Yeah.
One is sit down, you know, really responsive. The other is a rowdy. So you guys have played all of them in your time. Any preference for one over the other?
Both.
I mean, no, we love keeping it versatile. I think that's our biggest strength as a band is we can rock the show no matter the setting.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
We really enjoy both sides of it too, you know.
Right.
We like, and it's funny, it's good to be doing this kind of thing. Like we love going on a tour like this where we walk into the room and we write our set based off of how it feels in the room, you know. It's great.
That's cool. It must have felt really good because the songs you played were excellent.
Thank you.
The people who are listening on your Instagram channel are probably enjoying it as well.
Oh, hopefully.
As much as I did. Do you have anything that you can play us out? We've got maybe 2 more minutes to...
2 minutes?
Yeah.
I don't know any 2-minute songs.
You mentioned Turn to Dust. We could...
Yeah, why don't you... Do I put you on a spot, didn't I?
It does have some...
Can I sing like that? Just woke up in a van.
You can fade it out halfway through.
Well, we're going to fade it out in about a minute. So
perfect.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys coming in. Fruition.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Watching it all fall apart. Standing side by side. Letting love die. Doing nothing. Oh, nothing. Left a hole in my heart. And goddamn, it hurts so bad to do nothing. Such a terrible scene. It's like one of them dreams. I have no control over my hands and my feet. Well, I'm stifled when I make a move to speak. And you turn to dust just beyond my reach. I wonder if I will ever get it right. If it comes back around. Well, I curse the sky till I'm buried in the ground. Yeah. Oh, till I'm buried in the ground. Yeah. Till I'm buried in the ground.
Cancel.
So I must practice what I preach.
thought I'd learn. Now I'm not too sure, 'cause if this is the cost,
is it truly better to have loved and lost,
or to have never loved at all? But I'd like to pick your brain, see if you feel the same and feeling nothing. Do you know what I mean? It's like one of them dreams, dream, dream, dream. Oh, I have no control over my hands and my feet. Oh, I'm stifled when I make a move to speak.
And you turn to dust just beyond my reach.
I wonder if I will ever get it right.
If it comes back around,
or will I curse the sky till I'm buried in the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, till I'm buried in the ground.
Yeah.
Till I'm buried in the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, till I'm buried in the ground.
Yeah.
All right, music from Fruition, Turn to Dust. Sorry to put you guys on the spot there,
oh,
but I had to
good.
Hear that song.
Right.
I appreciate
fun,
it,
man.
Kellen. This is Mimi Naja, Jacob Anderson, and Kellen Aisbrook. Fruition at the Busker Chumley Theater tonight. And with that, I want to thank you guys for coming in. I want to recognize our engineers who put this on, Mike Tressel and Christy Crandall. As well as our general manager, Jar Turner, music director, Abby Noruzzi, and I'm Jim Quinn. Thank you all for listening.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks,
Jim. For having
Thanks
us. You got a good crew here.
And turn it over to Brooke in the studio.